The Chinese government's on-again-off-again relationship with the internet is the rockiest union this side of Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston. Start with China's hot pursuit of dissident bloggers, which, with the willing assistance of Microsoft and Yahoo, has resulted in at least one jailing. Then there's Google, the search engine that couldn't, at least in China. The internet giant whose motto is, seriously, don't be evil, has developed a censored version of Google specifically for the Chinese market. So a search for, say, Falun Gong, which produces 1.6 million results in the U.S. Googletron, gets only 12,000 in China, most of them along the lines of Falun Gong, evil and harmful heretical cult. As for Tiananmen Square, don't even try to get directions. Despite the scrutiny of the Chinese checkers, though, the World Wide Web is flourishing in the People's Republic, largely because China's roughly 113 million internet users gravitate less toward search engines than toward social networking and video sharing sites. Take, for example, the online video titled Bus Uncle, a 6-minute, obscenity-laden tantrum thrown by a middle-aged man on a Hong Kong bus after a 23-year-old called him uncle and asked him to conduct his cell phone call in a lower voice. Bus Uncle is saying, I've pressure, you've pressure, why do you aggress me? We don't know the answer to that, but the Wall Street Journal did report that Bus Uncle has become a Hong Kong phenomenon with over 5 million viewings, not to mention the hundreds of edited versions of the video that web users have posted, from Bus Uncle with subtitles, to Bus Uncle with a swear word filter, to a Darth Vader version of Bus Uncle. There are also Bus Uncle t-shirts and mobile phone ringtones. Hey, everyone in society has pressure, Bus Uncle says. That now includes, according to the Washington Post, the Chinese government applying pressure to young people, making internet cafes off-limits, deleting teens from networked games after 5 hours, and funding web rehabilitation clinics that employ techniques ranging from counseling to drugs to mild electric shock. All because of one survey that, to quote the Post story, suggested nearly 14% of teens in China are vulnerable to becoming addicted to the internet. End quote. Begin wondering if the government has overreacted here. We still have to settle it, right? Bus Uncle says at one point. It hasn't been settled yet. Chinese officials are saying the same about teen internet use. But as their limited success with censorship should have taught them, the internet is like water. It always finds the cracks. Given that, odds are the Chinese government will cry, Bus Uncle, on this latest effort as well.